Hi, this is Elven Pod 9, and I'm sharing from the woods in Avalon, one of the places that I've come to often and share the teachings from. This is that I sit with one of the great oaks, and you see the bark grooved and deep. And with these oaks, what I often feel as I sit with them and have experienced over the years is the returning of my own she and starlight heritage on earth running through one part of me. The codes, especially for me, it flows through my mother line, the remembrance with the oaks and of standing in moonlight presence and ancient lineage with them. Remembrance of the moon, the sun, and the stars. And when I'm sitting with them, often through these last years, the citadels, the golden citadels of Avalon, of Lemuria, moving through. And so I came here today for Elven Pod 9 and just would love to show you this place. It's somewhere that I've shared the teachings from afar, so online, and etherically it feels as though we come to sit in this grove of the oaks close to the marshes here, the golden reeds, the swans, sitting in circle under the oak trees together, even across time and space. So I invite you here with me in this moment just to call through the shining remembrance that we hold of this moment of the dawn, constellating, arriving through us, through our awareness, this crystalline field of consciousness. And so I'll just, I'm not sure if I know how, switch the camera. Is that the button? Maybe if I press the screen. I realise maybe I don't know how. I wanted to show you the trees. I'll turn it round for a moment. So this is the circle and the white birches, which are on the other side, and for me the birch so strongly connects with the grove of Arianrhod as one of the trees of this world at this time that relates or links to the white otherworldly trees of that elven grove of remembrance. So it's lovely to be here with them. And this is the week following Ostara, the time of the spring equinox here in these lands. And while everything is quite bare still in many ways, the bees, great bumblebees moving here amongst the dead oak leaves, the woodpecker we might hear as I sit here, the buzzard landing in the branches just above, so many birds. There's the stirring of new life and the new forces, the new cycle of creation. And with the Elven Ostara ceremony, we connected in with the elemental temples of light, the immortal starlight citadels of the Shining Ones. And they rose again into ascended presence, both within us and around us. This rebalancing of the elemental domains of being as we come into a new phase of soul creation. And ever since, what I'd love to share today is the sense of this new level of unity between the twin threads of the solar realms, the new sun that arrived through the solstice, the winter solstice this year, that gateway of the 21st of December. representing this new band wave of light, of source consciousness, of each one of us remembering ourselves as source, as immortal starlight presence, arriving here in the now and cladding ourselves in the new solar robes of the soul, allowing yourself to become visible in your light. And this new solar self really arrived through a pathway of lunar gateways, as I saw it. The lunar path allowing this radiance of the new sun to arrive in purity. And as the sun has been landing through the new elemental portals, these building blocks coming into place, I've witnessed in the last week the sense of, and this is felt very much within, the lunar aspect of the soul, silvery and azure, a silver and a blue presence within the self, the receiving aspect, being called again into another ascending arc to meet that new solar self. And it feels as though those twin aspects are dancing into moving together, that's the woodpecker, forming a silver and a golden gateway now to a new level of arrival, making real the dream of the soul. And the question that came to my mind as I was tuning in for this was, can this starlight remembrance truly transform my world? Can it make for real change? And if you like, that's where the brightness of the solar self comes in and meets with that deep lunar dreaming and far self and says, can this bring the true change, the action, the transformation, the adventure, the becoming that I long for? Can this far dreaming really alter the coordinates of this world? And as I feel the question, I know the question is actually forged by the energy of their reunion at a new level and a great sense of potential, of that change actually beginning to occur, and for actions of the soul to be taken, for the shining ones to truly arrive and land, for us to follow through and follow through and follow through, for the starlight coordinates and codes of our being truly alter and transform everything here. We walk in a new world, in a new way, in a new light. But if we don't allow that tangibility, that action to take place, then our doubt as to whether it can become real is a self-fulfilling prophecy. For our very doubt and question and staying within the energetic of that simply perpetuates that split between realms, between worlds, holding us suspended, holding us in uncertainty, in self-doubt. And so we can choose, and we are choosing, for the birthing through this reunion of the solar and the lunar aspects as they come together in ever-ascending arcs, forming now this arrival place, forging this gateway for your presence, for your reality to arrive. So as I pondered this, I was walking here and the swan walked before me on the ground, and I thought that's exactly the energy that I'm feeling. it's this sense of tangibility that's occurring. The swan feathers of shining presence walking on the earth, making real difference. There's a solidity arriving. We've been working through layers and layers and layers of ourselves, and now there is this occurrence of solidity, of the swans in their light walking the earth once more. And the swan, as I was thinking this, walked and walked and walked toward me. And I will share this, it was extraordinary. So I stood there feeling this transmission of this tangibility, of this solidity of presence that we're birthing. And the swan then flew towards me with the full power, presence, weight of its wings coming directly towards me as I stood there. And I filmed, I was holding just my camera in my hand, and came toward me and then landed right beside me and walked in front of me into a beam of sunlight and then into the waters. So I shall share this elven pod. This is the introduction to that presencing, but I felt this one was arriving for us. I was guided to come out this morning to be here, and I shall drum and share the elven starlight transmission that I felt moving through my body as the swan arrived to me and with me. And this shall come. So if you wish now to sit and receive that, I shall bring them together. And you can feel this transmission of the swan's arrival as your own. I invite you to land, to arrive to earth, as we are together in this moment, at this time. So if you want to become comfortable in whatever way now and become ready to let this transmission move through you, do not give up at this time. So much energy is moving. Keep arriving in your starlight codes and presence. And if you are wondering, does this have the power of real transformation? Does this have the power to change, to alter, to bring a timeline of peace on earth? You know that it does. It is that timeline, that galactic, elder, immortal starlight, primordial arrival of all that you are, is cleansing, altering, changing everything, creating a new way, a new world. So we are. Okay, so I will share now the transmission. Very much love, and yeah, see you soon. Tatianara, Toyan, Tortian.
Teatra, tendere te.